Hi, I'm chiropractor Dr. Joe Leonardi. Welcome back to Fat Then, Fit Now, A Life Beyond Weight Loss. Today's topic, I'm going to discuss the weapons to win your war with obesity. There are quite a few out there. I don't really think I'm giving anything brand new. Well, maybe one particular item is a unique way of utilizing some of these weapons. However, you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. Sometimes success is better done by taking a great idea and just making it work effectively for yourself. However, I take these concepts, I put them all together, and I use each and every one of them when I was doing my battle with obesity. The first weapon in this war, and that's what it is, you have to attack it. It's a war and you must be victorious. Not just to look better, but to feel better, to be better, and to live a much better life. So you're at war with yourself. The first weapon is your brain. You must make your brain your friend. It has to be your ally, because as much as you can physically do, as much as if you're a client of mine, I can guide you, or if someone else can guide you, as much as a personal trainer could take you through your workout, most of the time, you're by yourself. And most of the time, it's your brain that's going to tell you what to do. In my book, I give some really good tips to staying focused and re-educating your brain. You must make your brain not only your best friend, but your strongest ally. If you can do that, if you can get your brain to focus on your goal, you are more than halfway on your way to victory. The next tool I use is the mirror. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I give a seminar or I do a presentation or I deal with the client one-on-one and I talk about this, I get a lot of nodding up and down. The head's going up and down like, oh yeah, they agree. It's the mirror. When I was 340 pounds, I never looked in a mirror below pretty much my neck. I looked at my face, I did my shaving, I combed my hair. Occasionally, I'd make sure my clothes were on, straight. But you know how to dress yourself by the time you get to be, 40-some years old. I don't really think I ever focused, at least, looking at a mirror from the neck down. And I get a lot of nodding in agreement whenever I say that. Like I said, either if it's one-on-one or in a presentation. You must make the mirror your... In the beginning, that mirror is going to be something you're going to want to change. But you need to use it. It is a classic tool. It does not lie to you. It's going to give you immediate feedback on where you are, and it will actually help you see your progression. So don't be afraid of it. Be prepared. If you're well over 300 pounds as I was, don't fool yourself into thinking that you're going to see back looking at you what I thought I was going to see looking back. You are going to see the truth. Be prepared for it and look at it as a challenge and also as a mark of your progress. The next item is your camera. Sometimes we look in the mirror and our eyes in the beginning will play some tricks on us because we don't want to see that person. I never in my head saw Joe 0.340, my alter ego at 340 pounds. I never saw him there looking back at me. So I took it to the next logical step and I used the camera. Picture from the front, picture from the side. That side picture, make sure that your arms are back. I know, the camera adds weight, right? Oh, Doc Joe, the camera adds like 10 pounds. Okay, so I looked 350 instead of 340. It's not that much of a difference. However, when I took those initial pictures, I took them on my digital camera, had my office manager take them, and I loaded them up to my computer. Be prepared for the shock of a life. I never saw that person looking back at me, even in the mirror. I never saw that person, and that's what I call him anymore. He wasn't me. There was this big, rotund, pear-shaped body with this pin-sized head staring back at me. And it was unsettling, to say the least. So be prepared for it. And I'll be honest. I'm always honest with my listeners and my clients. I'm honest with everybody. I've been told honest to a fault. But be ready. I closed the door to my office and I locked it. And I did something most guys don't like to admit to. But I sobbed. I could not believe what I had become and what I had morphed into, and I wasn't happy about it. So be prepared. However, I took interval pictures. I took the next picture at 300 pounds, the one after that at 275, the one after that at 250, another one at 225, and then my final picture down at about 210. That's progression lets you really see your improvement. And I have those pictures to this day on my wall at my office. I refer to them frequently. I look at them. It is a way to keep your mind trained on what you're going to do. And it is a very good tool, especially the tracking down. I have one of my weight loss clients who dropped quite a bit of weight in the first few months. This individual would not let me take the photograph. That's part of my tool. And I'm very insistent upon it, but this individual would not allow me to take the photo. And I normally do not continue to see someone if they don't want to do the guidelines I set forth, because I don't think they're going to succeed without these particular guidelines that I use. But I made an exception in this particular case. And this person said to me on the last visit in my office last week, "I really wish I had taken a picture at my starting weight," because the feedback is phenomenal from a picture, especially when you put the photos up side by side. There's no denying the progress that you will see, and that positive feedback will make you work harder and harder toward your goal. The next tool is a notebook, and this is self-explanatory, I think. I took a little notebook, and this is one I don't do anymore because I pretty much eat the same thing all the time, so it's not a big deal. However, in the beginning, I took a notebook and I jotted down everything that I ate. I took a small notebook because what I did is that I wrote something, what I ate, you know, it's breakfast, 2 omega-3 enriched eggs, 2 strips of turkey bacon, and I immediately flipped the page and I put the time that I ate. Mid-afternoon snack, serving of almonds, teaspoon of peanut butter, immediately flipped the page. Lunch, whatever lunch was, mid-afternoon, my evening dinner, and then if I had an evening snack. And I would do this not to really keep track of what I was eating day to day, because I know what I'm eating day to day. I did it to make sure that I was accountable to myself. If I'm writing it down and I'm being honest with myself, and if you're being honest with yourself, this is very important. You write it down and you're accountable to yourself. The reason for turning the page after everything I ate was this way, if I couldn't see what I had had earlier. Now, a lot of times people will count carbohydrate. In the beginning, I would allow myself a little something that kept me in those guidelines. And I would write it down, but then I would turn the page so I couldn't refer back to it. So I didn't know. So I would not say, oh, I could have a little more, I could have a little bit less. This way, if I had a sticking point, then I could look back and say, there it is. So again, it makes you more honest with yourself, I believe, if you turn the page. You don't have to turn the page. That's one of my little... I don't know what term to use, which is one of my little pet peeves, I guess. But the notebook works wonders, so keep it written down. I keep a body fat and an analyzer in my office, and I use that, and I don't really care what the reading is because the accuracy of these devices varies dramatically from one to the other, and it's just one of those things that, you know, you're never sure if it's 100% accurate. However, it's going to be accurate within itself. So if I use it and I get a reading 1 week, I may get another reading the following week. And more or less, I just use one of those to track my progress, do it at the same time once a week just to make sure I'm going down and I'm feeling comfortable, that I know my exercise and my diet are giving me the desired results. My last weapon is the scale. And you'll get the back and forth about whether the scale is a good thing to use. I've been messaged that, oh, well, I just go by the way clothes fit, and if I could buy a size down, that's great. I don't know if you saw on the news recently. However, a pant size, a dress size, clothing size can not only vary from designer to designer or maker to maker, but from store to store. And it can vary quite a bit. So if you're wearing a 36 from one store, you may fit into a 40 at another store. So I'm not into the whole how clothing fits mentality. Besides, I think that's a cop-out. I think that when you're doing just to see how your clothes are feeling, fitting, well, that's because you don't want to get on the scale. And I get on the scale, here it comes, drum roll. I get on the scale every single morning. Oh, no, Doc Joe, we were told never to do that. No, you can't. It's not the right thing to do. They say, I always wonder who the hell they are, but they say you shouldn't weigh yourself every day. And the feedback I got on this one was, well, it'll put too much pressure on myself if I get on the scale every day. I'm sorry. You know, what's pressure? In my mind, getting on a scale once a day is not pressure. Sorry. I have a patient and a friend both over in Afghanistan. That's pressure. I have patients. I know people who are single mothers, single parents, trying to raise their children. Some of them trying to figure out how they're going to put food on the table tonight. That's pressure. I know people that I've had to diagnose over the years with some not so real pleasant disorders, or I've had to refer them for further care. They're battling, I don't know, cancer, multiple sclerosis. That's pressure. Hopping on a scale once a day isn't pressure. And the reason for getting on the scale day to day is not to track progress. I tell everybody, it's in my book, I tell my weight loss clients, anytime anybody asks me about this, you pick one day a week. That's your official, quote unquote, official weigh-in day. I use Friday morning. That's the day that I weigh myself, and on my calendar, I write my weight in green. That's the day of the week that counts for whether I've been progressing on track. If I'm going down, and if it's down a pound, I've progressed that week. If it goes up a pound, I've done something wrong. The day-to-day weighings are intended to keep you and myself on track and on pace, and keep ourselves honest with one another. I did the once a week weigh-in thing. Matter of fact, there was a time I only did every other week because they said I should. Well, here's what happens. All right, let's say you go in and you weigh in. I use Friday. Friday's my weigh-in day. I hop up on that scale, right? Boom, boom. The needle goes back and forth, or the balance beam goes up and down. I'm sliding the little thing across, or the digital scale comes right up, but that's not as dramatic. So I'm sliding it around, and wow, oh my goodness, I'm down 5 pounds. Fantastic. It's Friday morning. Friday night, I get a call from my buddies. They're saying, hey, let's go out. We're going to have a few drinks. Now, I usually go around and I have club soda or diet soda. I don't drink alcohol for the most part. I'm not a big imbiber of alcohol. But, you know, we're there and they might get some pizza and wings at the bar. And most places these days have salad, so I'd always get a salad. I know, but you know what? I'm comfortable in myself. Well, I've lost 5 pounds today. Wow, you know, come on, Joe, have a beer. All right. Well, it's only one beer. So I have a beer. Joe, I have a slice of pizza. Well, you know what? I'm down 5 pounds. I'm going to have a slice of pizza. For those with the morbidly obese mentality, and that's what you get when you're up to 340 pounds, you get a different mentality. I say, well, I lost 5 pounds. I'm not getting on the scale till next Friday. Well, I end up getting a ride home from wherever we are because I've had a little too much to drink. my stomach is bothering me because I am by I took in a little too much carbohydrate and junk food, and I don't remember what I ate now because I had 6 or 7 beers. I normally don't drink, so you know, I'm flying pretty high. My friend gives me a ride home. I go upstairs and go to bed. Morning alarm clock goes off if I remember to set it. Turn it off because I can't get up to go to the gym because I've got a little bit of a hangover now, and I don't feel like my stomach's bothering me. I ate too much. So that morning, well, I can skip the gym today. You know why? I lost 5 pounds. I don't have to get on the scale till Friday. So now, time has gone by. And, you know, I'm getting out of bed around noon. I really don't feel like making breakfast. I head down to the local fast food place. Wow, that sandwich looks really good in a side of French fries. Yeah, I can have it just this once. You know why? Because I lost 5 pounds. I'm not getting on the scale till Friday. Saturday turns into Sunday. Sunday turns into Monday. And by Monday, you've kind of gotten yourself back on track. But the damage has been done in those last 2 to 3 or 4 days. Come Friday, the scale is no longer down 5 pounds. Matter of fact, it might be up a pound or two from where it was the week before. Not the 5 pounds you lost, but you've gained back the 5 and you've gained 1 or 2. I don't advocate daily weighing to see if you're losing weight every day. I make that extremely clear in my book. I make that extremely clear in my lectures. I make that extremely clear when I counsel people one-on-one, and I'm making it extremely clear right now. You are getting on the scale every day because Friday night, I'm down 5 pounds. I'm out with my friends, and they're going to try and talk me into having a beer because, of course, our friends are, you know, they like what we're doing, but they'll know you'll fall off the wagon because you've done this a bunch of times. So, but with this new approach to weighing yourself, to utilizing the scale as a weapon, not just as a monitor, you're not going to go off because you're not going to go off that diet that night. You're not going to eat something you're not supposed to eat. You're not going to drink something you're not supposed to drink, because when they're trying to convince you to have that slice of pizza or 2 or 3 or 4, have that beer or 2 or 3 or 4, you're saying no, because in your head, you're getting on the scale Saturday morning. And then you're getting on it again Sunday morning. You see, it isn't the variation from day to day. That's not what the scale is for. This is not just a monitoring device. On Friday, it's a monitoring device. The rest of the time, it's a weapon. It's a weapon to help you win your war with obesity. And that weapon can be very effective and very powerful if you allow it to be. So please, don't buy into what they say, because they aren't where you are. Maybe some have been, and maybe it has worked for them. I'm not going to say it hasn't for some people. But for most of us, it won't work that way. And please, don't give me the too much pressure. Again, take pressure, take stress, and put it in a relative term. Yeah, our stress is extremely important. I'm not going to belittle anyone's stress, because I've had things happen to me that I've considered extremely minor in retrospect, and others have considered minor, but at the time, they're very serious. But weighing yourself one time in the morning, get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, hop on the scale, write down what it says. Don't turn it into this huge event. It's like, okay, well, yeah, the scale, it's Friday, Saturday morning, oh, it's the same. Sunday, it's up a half a pound. Monday, it's down a whole pound. Tuesday, it stays the same. Wednesday, it's down. At the end of the week, you've got a net loss. That's all you care about. Don't get focused on the day-to-day weight fluctuations, because they will vary. Get focused on the fact that you're using this scale as a tool, as a weapon to keep yourself on track. If it's too much pressure to get on the scale once a day, I mean, again, just try and think about where other people are coming from. Think about the real pressures in life, even in your own life, trying to make your bills. You might lose your job tomorrow. This is a lousy economy. Your health insurance might get canceled tomorrow. They're real major stressors. They're major pressures in life. I don't see getting on a scale one time a day for 3 seconds and jotting down what it says to be that much pressure if you have the right mindset. If you're using it as an accountability tool, not as a monitoring device, but as an accountability tool to keep you on track, keep you exercising, and keep you eating healthy and clean. I'm chiropractor Dr. Joe Leonardi. Thank you for listening. This is Fat Then, Fit Now, A Life Beyond Weight Loss.